Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
This was the North African front in 1942. The outnumbered and poorly equipped British Empire and fighting French forces had to retreat before the German advance.
For almost 5 months, there had been relative calm in Libya while the Axis and Allied forces regrouped. Late in May 1942, however, Erwin Rommel's Afrika Korps rolled on the offensive. They smashed the British defenders in the Battle of the Cauldron and dashed for Tobruk. Rommel attacked the virtually undefended garrison on June 21st.
The loss of Tobruk in Libya was officially announced in London less than 2 hours ago. The combined German and Italian forces now hold a 1,000-mile stretch of the Libyan coast, and it's believed in Cairo that a strong Nazi attack will be launched on the British defense line, now oriented along the frontier between Egypt and Libya.
The capture of Tobruk won the Desert Fox the baton of a field marshal, his crowning achievement. He had his eyes on even greater glory, however, and raced on towards Egypt. His panzers encountered British defenses at Mersa Matruh on June 27th.
Matruh has fallen. The Axis claims 6,000 prisoners and 36 tanks captured. The British call it an evacuation and say that Matruh is not the last bastion before Alexandria, now less than 170 miles from Rommel's forces.
In only 48 hours, the Afrika Korps had routed a force twice its size. Shortly after the fall of Matruh, a tank corporal was interviewed about the withdrawal to Egypt.
Would you tell us, Corporal, what you think about the recent withdrawal?
The final round in this battle has not yet been fought. We will be there when we give the knockout blow.
The British knockout blow would come when the British command was assumed at El Alamein by a little-known general named Bernard Law Montgomery. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.